We're back on In Focus News Radio KMAN, chatting here today with General Perry Wiggins from the Governor's Military Council, Executive Director of that organization, and always a pleasure to get caught up with him and talk a little bit about the Kansas and Army University collaboration on the Military Articulation Portal. This is a pretty neat initiative that works with universities and colleges, huh?
It is, and Kansas is the first, and it's leading the effort for the entire nation in this particular initiative.
All right. Tell us a little bit more about how it works.
Well, you know, soldiers throughout their career, they get specific training, and they get experience through that process that they, when they separate or retire from the military, they have not in the past really had a grid system that took that experience and took that training and placed it into college credit. So the Kansas Board of Regents, specifically Connie Bean, who's a great American and a great Kansan, she's taken the lead on this with Army University at Fort Leavenworth, Kansas, and they're taking the military occupational specialties, for example, an infantryman. And they take all the training that they've received, they take the experience that they've garnered and the positions that they've held, and they work with the universities and colleges within the state of Kansas, and each one of those colleges and universities assesses that particular piece and then provides college credit to the individual so that when they come into the university or the college, they start at a level that's commensurate with their maturation level, and they save a considerable amount of money and time.
Well, that's good, and that's probably the way it should be there.
Well, it's been a frustrating point for a long time, Brandon, with military members. So I think we're finally getting at something that's been a point of friction as they separate and will enable them to assimilate into the civilian world a little easier, save on their college or GI Bill, and be able to go to college and get a degree at a less cost.
And then is this a program that's available at every college and university here in Kansas?
Well, not every, but majority of them have signed on. A number of them are working the process now with Kansas Board of Regents to enter in, but yes, right now it's pretty much in place with all the major colleges and universities and technical universities that we have here in the state of Kansas.
I'm assuming K-State's on that list then.
K-State is on that list.
Awesome. Okay. Well, that's a great program, and obviously anytime you can help get these soldiers transitioning out of the military into the career force, that's a key here, and that's just one olive branch of that.
Well, I think bottom line for us here in Kansas, we think if we can educate them here in Kansas, they decide to separate and stay here for schooling, that we can keep them here as a part of the workforce as well, and they'll call Kansas home. You know, Kansas needs a workforce.
And we were talking off air during the break here about a kind of a neat program here that with businesses. You can explain it better than I can here, but how
sure.
The internship program.
Well, you know, for folks out there that have businesses or lead organizations, this is a great program for them. The Department of Defense, particularly the Secretary of Defense, has a policy that's got an apprentice and internship program within the Department of Defense. And what that means is that we take service members 6 months from separating or retiring from the military. They can enter into an internship program or apprentice program with one of these businesses. They work for 6 months. The Department of Defense pays their salary. The business pays absolutely nothing, and that business gets to train that individual in those skill sets and really the civilian type world peace part that the military member needs. And at the end, there's no requirement to hire that particular individual, but there is an expectation that if you trained him for 6 months, he's gone through your internship program, he'll end up with a job on the end. So really, it's an opportunity for businesses to get individuals that are skilled, disciplined, and really motivated into their organizations and train them and really get a quality individual at the end, and there's no payment for that 6 months.
Yeah, sounds like a win-win. How do people learn more about that if they're interested in doing that?
Well, you know, the bottom line is the Soldier for Life program out at Fort Riley, Kansas, for example, here locally. They have all the information on those programs, and they can reach out to them, and I'm sure that they will provide them all the information they need. This really comes down to talent management. I would love to own an organization, for example, or a business, be able to go out to the Soldier for Life facility, get them to identify a young, separating individual out of the military that meets certain requirements that I'm looking for, and put them in this program, and then really train them, work with them, and at the end, hire them through that process. That's truly talent management.
Absolutely. Well, that's a great program there, and awesome to hear about that. Well, we got just a couple minutes here. I wanted to squeeze in a question here to you here. About the potential. We keep hearing more about the potential of having a coronavirus vaccine here, maybe early in 2021. And there's been talks about maybe using the military to help get that distributed. How likely do you think that will be, and would the troops be standing ready? I imagine they would be standing ready to help with that.
Sure. You know, this is not something that's atypical with our military. When you think about World War I and World War II, in World War II, for example, over 100 divisions as we mobilized, all of them getting immunizations, the Army has worked through how to issue immunizations to mass populations of people for many, many years. So Gus Perna, who the president tapped, he's a four-star general in our Army, to lead the task force for the immunization process. He's been wargaming this process for a while, and I'm sure he's standing ready that when an immunization is identified that's going to be delivered to the American people, that he's ready to support as necessary to ensure we inoculate individuals as soon as possible.
It's going to be certainly a challenge. We're going to, obviously, everyone's going to want to have that vaccine as soon as it becomes available, and hopefully that will come on soon. Boy, this has been a tough year for a lot of folks.
Yeah, it has. And I will tell people, you know, when I had a friend of mine say, hey, the military's in charge of this thing back in Vietnam, he remembered where he stepped up into a circle on the ground and they shot him with these guns into both arms at the same time. I tell people, just don't get too anxious about the military. I don't believe they'll do that process to deliver the immunization. But a lot of military members out there have a lot of scar tissue from past experiences of getting immunizations. I can tell you from experience, having deployed several times, that I did not go through that process.
Well, it's always interesting to catch up with you, General Wiggins. Do you have a prediction for this football game? A score prediction, possibly?
Yeah, I think K-State University is going to win 35-10.
35-10. I'll write that down. I think.
Write it down.
Dave and Mitch will make their predictions tomorrow, I think, their score predictions. So we'll kind of compare and see who got the closest tomorrow. General Wiggins,
thank
always
you, Brandon.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, I just heard that Patrick Mahomes might be there, so there you go.
Oh, yeah, he's from Texas Tech, so yeah, and they're home this weekend, so it would make sense. We'll see if we get a Patrick Mahomes sighting at Bill Snyder Family Stadium this weekend.
There you go. You have a great day.
All right, you too. Thank you so much. That's going to wrap it up here for In Focus today. What a great show. Appreciate all of our guests being on. Tomorrow we'll have Manhattan CVB Director Karen Hibbard. We'll also hear from K-State Research and Extension's Megan Doherty. And we'll have folks from the Food and Farm Council on to talk about their weekly distribution of food, how that's going out at St. Isidore's.